Last Saturday was a real kick in the teeth. But now we know how Sioux Falls felt the week before. 18-point lead, gone. A game we should have won, lost. And a long ride home to think about it all. Head coach Brent Bolte describes the mood of the team.
Obviously, after last week, a little frustrating leaving Upper Iowa with a loss, but you can't go back and change it. You got to live in the present and move forward. So, you know, the hard thing is that you got to turn the page. And so, as frustrated as you were, you know, a lot of things left out on the field. But you got to move forward.
As we have all asked ourselves at work, at home, in the Tuesday Night Rec League, what more could I have done? Where could I have been better? How can we not let this happen again? How can I get this terrible feeling to stop? The beauty of sports and life is that there are always more chances to compete and win and feel better. Rise and fall, turn the wind, cause all life is really just a circle. For the Beavers, that chance comes today against the number one team in the nation, the Minnesota State Mavericks. At the Chet, where just 2 weeks ago we all got the chance to jump in Lake Bemidji again and feel good about a big win. Rise and fall, turn the wind, cause all life is really just a circle. Coach Bolte says it will be difficult to come out with that big win.
It'll be a daunting challenge, but hey, that's what you need to do in this conference, and be a fun opportunity to play well at the Chet, and our kids will be ready to go. I think they're a little, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but maybe a little angry after last week, so we got to get it channeled, that focus, and focus it on Mankato.
Linebacker Gabe Ames has regrouped and is ready to show MSU what he's got.
That was tough. That was a tough loss. We know we shouldn't have lost that game. We know as a defense that we could have played so much better, and I know the offense feels the same way. We channeled it to this week, and we've kind of, as a defense, run around with an attitude like, hey, yeah, you're the number one team, but we're going to give you everything we got. It's a little more special having them come to our place and see what we're all about.
Wideout Landon Jones is ready for the challenge.
I hate losing. I can't stand it. I absolutely hate it. With Mankato coming in, I really want to win. They want to step up to us, especially at our home. You know, we're going to give them something. We're going to give them everything, so it'll be a good one. Rise and fall, turn the wind, cause all life
is really just a circle. It's your Bemidji State Beavers against the Minnesota State Mavericks, next on the Beaver Radio Network.